Well, Australians no longer feel overtaxed. In fact, many of us say we'll happily pay more if the money is spent on public services like health and education. That's the main finding of the 2015 tax survey conducted by the progressive think tank Per Capita, which is released this morning. David Hetherington is the Executive Director of Per Capita. David, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
So, we believe we're not overtaxed. Is this a big turnaround on your previous surveys?
Yes, what we've seen over the last 5 years is a market shift. From 2010 to kind of 2013, people said they felt exceedingly that they were paying too much tax. In the last 12-18 months, we've seen a big turnaround, and now more than half of people say either I pay the right amount of tax or I pay too little tax and be prepared to pay more.
Is this a surprising finding, given that I think other surveys would show that trust in government is in recent years has been at an all-time low? So presumably it's not because we trust our governments to spend our taxes more wisely.
No, I think it's because a combination of things we see, a series of tax cuts over the last 10 years that people have kind of recognised and seen washed through the system, and then a feeling with kind of broader economic insecurity that people are more and more reliant on public services and quality public services. So you get people wanting to rely on those things and recognising that they've had a pretty good run with tax cuts.
Does it also suggest that people have listened to and taken on board the message from people like the Treasurer, Joe Hockey, that we've got to tighten our belts, you know, we've all got to do a little bit here, things aren't as rosy as they have been?
Look, I think there's no doubt there's an awareness in the community now that the budget does need to be fixed in the medium term and that we can't afford lavish new spending without paying for it.
Now, at the same time, people are signalling happy to pay a bit more. The survey also shows that people think the tax system is unfairly weighted in favour of the wealthy and big business, and corporate tax avoidance is seen as a blight on the system. Now, I would have thought that's been a feeling for many, many years. How strong is that feeling?
These responses are exceedingly strong. So we see 76% of people say that big business pays too little tax, 67% say that the wealthy pay too little, 65% say corporate tax avoidance is the single biggest area we can find new revenue, 62% say that the wealthy are favoured more than anyone else by the system, and that's four times more than the next biggest group.
And they want action from the government against the multinational tax avoidance.
Absolutely, absolutely. Corporate tax avoidance comes through as the number one target for action in this space. You see other things like negative gearing, which has been in the news over the weekend, also a target, superannuation tax concessions too.
So tell us about, as you say, there's a discussion on now nationally about negative gearing, and people are very highly attuned, I think, to rising house prices. What was the finding on negative gearing? People are happy to see it scrapped or
wound
back?
Around 60% say either it should be scrapped or it should be restricted to new build housing or affordable housing only.
And do you think that's, you probably couldn't gather this from your survey, but how informed are people about things like negative gearing?
It's interesting. Negative gearing is a tough one in terms of how well informed people are. We get over a quarter of respondents saying that they're either unsure or don't know how to respond in this space, and that's a particularly high number for a survey like this. So I think, you know, there's quite a bit of ignorance out there about, you know, the ins and outs of negative gearing.
Those who do understand it, though, would be the 1.3 million Australians who currently avail themselves of negative gearing. Could you correlate in your respondents those who do have investment properties and how they responded to the notion of scaling it back?
We couldn't correlate it with whether someone has an investment property, but we can correlate it with income. And there's a high correlation between support for negative gearing and increasing income.
All right. You're listening to RM Breakfast. David Hetherington is the Executive Director of Per Capita. They've got their annual tax survey just released this morning. What about superannuation? Is there much support for a scaling back, a change to the tax concessions in superannuation? There's been a significant debate about that in recent times.
The area of greatest support in superannuation is actually to see the rate increased. So we gave people a menu of options and asked them which of these would you like most to see occur to boost your retirement savings. And what people are saying is we want to see the rate, the 9.5% lifted. That's about 37-38% of people.
So what they want the employers to give more?
That's right.
And was there any finding on or response on tax concessions, winding them back?
Yeah, about...
Because Tony Abbott says he promised he wouldn't do that, make any adverse changes to super, and he won't do that.
That's right. We get about 23% of people say don't touch them, and the rest want to see action on them.
And just finally, you've been conducting this survey now for 5 years. What do you think are the major implications of this survey that the federal government would find support in the community for some changes?
Yeah, I think there is a willingness to see taxes increased, actually, in the right areas to pay for better public spending. I think the way those taxes should be increased are in ways where people are carrying their fair share. I mean, Joe Hockey left us with this language of lifters and leaners. I think the people out there see that currently too much of the burden falls on the middle and the bottom, and they'd like to see people at the top carrying more of the load.
As I say, that's no surprise in a sense.
Not at all.
David Hetherington, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
David Hetherington is Executive Director of Per Capita, and their annual survey of 1,400 Australians is released today.